The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nick Dashwood-Brown, Head of Investor Relations at Anexo. That's ANX ticker. Nick, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, on this wobbly day in the market, but you've released some good news. You've got a major claims contract, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, Nick, as always, if someone's not familiar with Anexo, just summarise what the business is about, please.
Sure. We are effectively a one-stop shop for the victims of no-fault traffic accidents. So if you have an accident, a non-fault accident, we are a credit hire and legal services group. We provide the replacement vehicle to the victim of the no-fault accident, and we claim back the cost of the hire of the vehicle plus associated repair or write-off costs from the at-fault motorist's insurer. And we specialise in what we call the impecunious motorist. In other words, these are people who do not have the wherewithal to provide themselves with a replacement vehicle through their own resources. So through no fault of their own, they're deprived of a means of transport of getting to work or getting the kids to school, and they're on the bus. We don't think that's fair, and therefore we give them the wherewithal to carry on with their livelihood.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so you've announced you've signed a major agreement with a UK-based broker, MCE Insurance, and you mentioned there it will have a materially positive impact on revenues to enhance earnings for the year 2022. So take us through this, Nick. What's the deal here?
Sure. So historically, we are a direct capture model. So in other words, we have historically always dealt directly with the customer. The customer goes to one of our introducer garages and says, how much would it cost to get my car back on the road? And those introducer garages put them in touch with us, and we deal directly with the customer in terms of the credit hire and the claim. So this is a new departure for us because effectively this is third-party capture. We are dealing with MCE Insurance. MCE is the largest provider of motorcycle insurance in the UK, and it's worth bearing in mind that about two-thirds of our fleet and two-thirds of our claim business is in the motorcycle space. So basically anybody who has a bicycle which is insured with MCE and is involved in a non-fault accident will be referred by MCE to us, and we will deal with everything from the provision of a replacement vehicle right the way through to the settlement of the claim.
That sounds excellent. And like I said, it's going to have, and this is starting obviously in next year, but it will have a significant impact on the revenues, yeah?
Yes. I mean, at the moment, we've got a considerable number of vehicles on the road. I mean, at the end of half one, the average number of vehicles we had on the road was about 1,460. We announced post our interims that at the end of October, our vehicle numbers on the road were about 2,300. So, you know, there's a lot of vehicles on the road at the moment, and this will enhance that. The other thing to bear in mind is that, you know, these are high quality cases coming from MCE. We're excited about that. And not only is this the provision of a vehicle, it's either until the motorbike is repaired or until the write-off value is received from the at-fault insurer. And don't forget, you know, probably 90% of motorbike accidents result in a write-off to the vehicle. This is also associated personal injury and possessions claims. Now, you know, personal injury is not the kind of whiplash which was wiped out by the Civil Liability Act, which you get if you're in a car accident. If you get knocked off a motorbike, it's going to hurt. Mm. And there is potential for considerable personal injury, which is unfortunate, and we hope to look after that. Also, there are things like personal possessions. A good set of motorcycle leathers is expensive. If those get spoiled or damaged by an accident, then that becomes part of the claim as well. So overall, this is something which is going to be very good for turnover. It's going to be good for our vehicles on the road overall. And we expect it to be earnings enhancing from next year.
Yeah, yeah. And so this grows. It's a broker business, isn't it? It scales it. Yeah. And how? I know you mentioned there, you know, how has business been? Because even with, you know, there's got this worry about the variant, but during lockdown, a lot of your people there, process claims for, were emergency people or doing the delivery kind of stuff, weren't they? So it was quite robust and resilient, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been very resilient throughout both lockdowns. And, you know, we saw a drop off at the beginning of the first lockdown, which seems a lifetime ago, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. That's, you know, 18 months or so ago. And then a very strong recovery from that. You're absolutely right, Justin. A lot of our customers tend to be emergency workers or national health workers. But also, we have a lot of courier business. That's where the motorbikes come in. The majority of our motorbikes are 125cc or below. So these people you see delivering, you know, parcels or delivery or Just Eat or wherever it happens to be. So it's been very robust for us. And certainly the recovery rates in terms of vehicles on the road have been extremely high. The other thing to bear in mind is that obviously the courts were closed during the course of the the lockdowns, and court cases were being heard either on Zoom or via telephone. The courts are reopening at the moment, and as the courts are reopening, the key for us is the cases that we can settle through our legal subsidiary, Bond Turner. And obviously, with the courts reopening, there's a backlog of cases that need to be settled, and people want to settle them. And therefore, as we see that, we would expect the number of cases that we're settling to continue to increase. And that, for us, means effectively cash coming in through the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Nick, as you know, on the front page of Vox there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons on the company pages. So to get on that list, if you could, give us three reasons why someone should add an Exo to their watch list, please.
So we are a growth company, and we're on a growth track. We made it plain in our interims that we are looking for growth, and this deal with MCE is a major step in that direction, to increase the number of vehicles on the road, to increase the quality of the cases we're handling, and to increase both the quality and the quantum and the number of the cases we are settling through Bond Turner. That's point number one. Point number two, we are an advocacy firm. As I think your listeners are aware, we're involved in the VW emissions case, and we're hoping for some news on that relatively soon. We're also involved in things like housing disrepair, and this is something which is proving a growing source of revenue for us. And thirdly, we are on an undemanding valuation on future earnings. We are cheap relative to the rest of the market, and I think your listeners are in a position to bag something which is considerably undervalued at the moment.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Justin. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.